I heard it's a heat dome.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, some of the meteorologists are calling it a heat dome. I'm not going to confuse the people.
Gotcha.
Ladies and gentlemen, weather god Scott.
Nice.
A heat dome, for anybody out there, it's just, it happens when there's high pressure, which is good weather, right?
Okay.
It's a sprawling area of cloud-free conditions, just beautiful, beautiful weather.
Mm.
And it doesn't go anywhere. And it there's like an imaginary lid on top of this high pressure system, and they call that it acts like a little dome, like as if you're in the Carrier Dome in Syracuse.
So okay? It's like being in glass pot,
yeah, like a convection oven.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Yeah. So it just gets hotter and hotter, and the high pressure doesn't move for days, and that's exactly what's going to happen here. Now, unfortunately for us, we've got these little impulses that ride around the area of high pressure, and those are the showers and thunderstorms that we're expecting that could pop at any given time,
okay,
in any given town, especially Saturday night for the 250th fireworks.
Not good.
Now, it's only Tuesday, so we're just going to hedge our bets and hope things change for the better, but the models have been pretty consistent with bringing in some storms Saturday evening. I know that's a major time frame of concern, so we're going to certainly keep you posted. But in terms of the heat dome, again, it's just high pressure that remains stationary for a pretty good amount of time.
There's
a little lid, an imaginary lid on top of
Can
it.
Move the lid somehow.
Yeah.
I would love to
open
move the lid.
Yeah, take the lid off the pot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Special gloves or something? I don't know.
But I saw you this morning, and it looks like Thursday we're going to break some records, right?
Yeah, Thursday, the record is 99, set back in 1966. We're going for 101.
Wow.
The actual temperature, not the heat indices. The heat indices are going to be between 100 and 110.
Oh.
That's when you combine the relative humidity and the temperature.
Do we just bathe ourselves in butter or what?
Oh.
Baste yourself.
What about
go ahead.
What about Lake George?
Yes. It's going to be hot up there, and they have the potential for some stronger storms during the day today.
Mm.
The further north and west you go, the more likelihood that you're going to see some storms, like upstate New York, parts of Vermont, even New Hampshire. They're under a level 2 out of level 5, and that means the threat for severe weather looms greatly over that parcel of land.
Oh, boy.
Use the loom word.
It's a looming word.
That's never good, yeah.
We're going to a wedding, Lake George, Saturday, July 4th.
Oh.
And I'm performing the ceremony. So I'll get ready to yell over the thunder.
Right.
What time is the ceremony?
4.
That's not the sound he was looking for.
Thanks.
No, don't worry about it. No.
Yeah,
we're fine. Do you take...
what?
Wait.
Speak.
You?
Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Gracious.
I'm out of here.
That's what it sounded like when I proposed marriage to Paul and he said no.
That was Scott's reaction.
I didn't know you proposed.
I never did. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah. No.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can I keep my bank account separate?
I hear you.
Yes.
Oof.
You know, we were doing this segment called Guy Gripes, where guys call in their gripes about their wives, because we basically, as guys, have to keep our mouth shut if we want to be happy.
Yeah.
And then the ladies were like, hey, what about us? And we just did a segment for the ladies, and it was... I will say it was pretty good.
Yeah.
What about a segment for you? Is there anything you'd like to complain about with your other half?
Toenails.
So
I'm sitting. I'm sitting in the bathroom. All right. So I go into the bathroom. I'm facing my vanity.
Okay.
The tub is to my right.
Okay.
I sit down on the tub to put my socks on.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Something catches the corner of my eye.
Uh-oh.
In the tub.
A half moon?
And I'm like, I'm like, what the hell is that? Why I'm like, what is that? I've never used the tub in the 14 years that I've been there.
Okay.
It's his toenails.
Wow. Toenails? Plural?
Toenails. Plural.
Oh. Wow.
All scattered all over the tub. I wanted to kill. It was 2:15 in the morning. I wanted to kill him. And luckily, he wasn't in the house. So he goes. I'm like, Jack, you left your toenails in the tub. Well, better than that than on the floor, like he yelled at me the last time for.
So he's getting better.
All right, he's getting better.
Whoa. Right. Yeah.
That is improvement.
Good, yes. House training.
Right.
Oh.
House training.
Is he peeling them or cutting them?
Cutting them.
Okay.
Who peels them?
Oh, no,
I know.
I heard a story of peeling.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody called it in.
Yeah.
Oh. On this show.
Yep.
That they let them grow so long, they peeled them.
He needs to
like a bad
he
banana.
Needs to clip them over the toilet so they just fall into the toilet and flush them. Like a teach him, Scott.
Doesn't everybody do that? You put your foot on the toilet seat?
I don't. I do it on the carpeting, and then as I told you, I clean the carpeting.
I'm not a fan of that.
Piece of paper towel, and you clip them, and you just bundle it up and throw in the garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah, but every now and then you get that boomerang.
You chase it down. You keep an eye sight where it landed.
What are you, the toenail hunter?
Yeah,
I have to chase it down, mate. If I have to,
you know, AJ, Mr. Detail Orientation.
Exactly.
There.
Yes. When it comes to certain things, I'm buttoned up.
Who's doing your traffic this morning?
Who it was? John Lynch.
John Lynch. Yes.
No, I don't think. Do I know John?
Long Island.
Yeah.
Oh, Long Island. All right. Very
so he
good.
Does a report for Connecticut, and he does a report for Long Island, but they're
very
on
nice.
Separate stations.
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice.
Why, does he
Got
sound
it.
Hot? Are you, what
well,
are you
I was
doing?
Just interested. I was just curious. I wanted to match the face with the name.
It's got good toenails.
Oh.
And if he clips his toenails over the toilet bowl, he's in.
Boom.
And so you don't have your nails professionally done.
I do not know.
Okay.
I think that's a little
too much.
I just think that's a little too snooty for me.
Right.
Yeah. What about your eyebrows?
I did have my eyebrows done from the Chic Spa Microderm Clinic in Avon.
Ooh.
Give her a shout out this morning. She's terrific.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Dev Doe. She's fantastic. You got an eyebrow problem? She'll fix it.
I want someone to help me with mine, but I don't want it to look like I'm getting help.
What's wrong with yours? Yours looks
oh,
fine.
No, she's the professional.
Yeah.
You will never know.
You ever see those guys where you could just tell?
Yeah.
It's like, I could tell.
Yeah.
You're getting help over there.
You've been worked on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to look. I want help, but I don't want to look like I'm getting help.
They're too symmetrical.
100%. Yeah, they're just too perfect.
I need remodeling myself, actually.
Somebody's on the phone with a toenail thing. Corey?
Hi.
Hello. What do you got?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on, and you're on with Scott Haney as well.
Hello?
What? Oh.
Hello?
I am throwing toenails all over your bathtub.
Corey.
Hello? Yes.
Corey.
Yes, hi.
Turn your radio down.
Right, listen to us. Talk
we
to
went over
voice.
This, Corey.
Okay.
Whoever you're calling in, I'm on their side.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Put your food.
So what I was going to say was, when you clip your toenails, you're supposed to go outside. That's what my fiance does.
Outside.
It becomes a squirrel's problem.
What if it's winter?
You gotta go outside on the porch.
Yeah.
I don't need spectators.
Where do you live?
I want my neighbors to be clipping my toenails like I'm a hillbilly.
Well, we have a little bit of privacy, so.
Right.
But
not mine.
Yeah, my fiance gets mad because when I do it on the bed, and it go, you know, they.
Ew,
they
in
go,
the bed.
No,
that's the worst place
sleep
to do it.
On it.
No,
that's the worst place.
Wait, they don't really go everywhere. Come on, how long are mine really?
If they didn't go anywhere, he wouldn't be mad about it.
That's right.
They go somewhere, girl. I don't care how cute your toes are.
Do it in the kitchen instead.
Disgusting. Next thing you know, you tell me you like beets.
No.
Corey, hold on a second, because you and your man are coming on this show. All right, Scott, thank you for the update.
All right, listen.
Hot.
You can call me Friday. I might be up.
Okay. Oh, you're off on Friday?
I'm off until the 14th.
Oh, yeah. We are off on Friday.
Yeah, because my toenails.
Oh, you're off this Friday?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay. We'll catch you again soon.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
Right,
Sky,
good to hear
everybody.
You guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's Scott.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Okay.
Dumbass.
She clips her toenails in bed and thinks it's normal.
Why?
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back. Let's go way, way back to 15 minutes ago.
When you clip your toenails, you're supposed to go outside. That's what my fiance does.
Outside?
It becomes a squirrel's problem.
Yeah, if it's winter.
You gotta go outside on the porch.
Yeah.
Yeah, my fiance gets mad because when I do it on the bed and it go. You know, they go.
No. That's the worst place to do it.
Sleep on it?
No.
That's the worst place.
They don't really go everywhere. Come on. How long are mine, really?
If they didn't go anywhere, he wouldn't be mad about it.
That's right.
Yeah. They go somewhere, girl. Right. I don't care how cute your toes are.
Yeah, do it in the kitchen instead.
Disgusting. Next thing you know, you tell me you like beets.
No.
No.
That was a hard no.
Yes.
All right. Does anyone else listening clip their toenails in bed?
Yeah.
No.
It's going to be very quiet.
Yeah. They're afraid to call now.
Okay. Can we call in where? Because I would have never guessed the porch. I would have never.
I've never seen it happen
guessed
before.
The porch.
Yeah.
I could see the bathtub. I could see on the floor.
Yeah.
Toilet.
Maybe the sofa. On the coffee table.
Gross.
Right?
Gross. But.
Yeah.
But.
Maybe.
But outside more weird.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, weird.
Don't make it nature's problem.
It's like,
now.
Hey, babe, let's go watch the sunset and clip my toes.
Right, yeah. when your neighbor goes, what's this in my hair?
Can you imagine pulling up to someone's house and they're out on the porch clipping their toenails?
Right.
I'm like, I'm just going to put it in reverse.
I'm going to go.
I'm not even going to wave.
And they're like, you're not staying for dinner? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What's for dinner? No. Yeah. I'm going to drive my neighbor a couple times first. Don't come
if it keeps the porch pirates away, maybe I'll do it.
Yeah, put those in the box. Right,
I'm just picturing like their neighbors out there like looking at birds and then it's just like, snip.
Right.
Snip.
And the birds got
they're
one
like
eyebrow.
Holding their foot up close.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So me, toilet.
Okay.
AJ?
Bathroom on the floor.
Okay. Well, why did you have to think about that?
Because sometimes the sofa, like the coffee table.
Oh.
With a towel. Yes.
Okay.
My feet are clean.
Okay.
Okay.
My whole room went completely fine. What the hell? So, next caller. What?
Oh.
I clean up afterwards.
You don't worry about stragglers?
No. Oh. If one goes rogue, I hunt it down.
Okay.
Also, I have Marshall. He'll be like, go ahead.
Phil, you were taking a call. Did you hear this?
On the sofa, AJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee table.
You put your foot on the table?
On the coffee table, yeah.
Dude, that's gross.
I don't eat up the coffee table. Plus, I have a towel. Paper towel.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. At least I clip mine. Some folks walk around like a dog in linoleum. Click, 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 click.
You have to clip yours.
Yeah.
You put them out there for nine months a year.
This is stuff folks don't go, oh my God, he's so gross.
Well, hey. Now we are.
Yeah, but next time your back needs
scratching. How you get there is gross.
Next time your back needs scratching, though. I want that olive out of the jar.
Can you imagine sitting at that table with like a bowl of cereal and you look down and it's like AJ missed one?
That never happens.
Thank you.
That never
happens. Oh, stop.
Most of the time it's a bath. No, on occasion I've done it.
And it's like the big toe.
When you're watching TV, you're watching the show. Yeah.
Oh. Adam in Westport.
Hello.
Hello.
So what do you got?
I clip my toenails in the sink and I cut my calluses around my big toe and the girlfriend gets so mad at me.
Oh.
She says it's disgusting.
You slice
Chaz
it.
Chaz is on the ground.
You slice
Chaz
it like
a, down.
You've lost the host of the show. He's laying down in like, the fetal position.
You slice like a roast beef.
He's rocking
back
and forth.
I put my foot up on the sink and just cut the big calluses I have around my toes.
You live in Westport or are you calling from Westport?
Live in Westport.
Wow.
And calling
really?
From Westport.
Someone who lives in Westport?
That's how the elite do it. Yeah.
Really?
Pretty wild.
Yeah. Well, calluses are pretty big. Like knots on the toes.
Oh,
I cut them really thick with the scissors.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Scissors.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
With kitchen scissors?
Gotta go. Ah.
Oh, my God. Right.
Those are the same ones they cut the freezer pops with. They also cut the dingleberries with the dog.
Yes.
Those scissors.
Those utility scissors.
Right.
It's like, why are these in the bathroom? What are these for?
I got to open the bacon. No, yeah, I got those, no, you know, no, those scissors. No.
Dude,
that's awesome.
I feel like I already know what that guy's feet smell like. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
please don't. Please don't. Oh, my God.
We don't need to make this grosser.
Looks like I'm in the clear.
Yep.
Boy, that guy saved you.
Yes, yeah. He did. And thank you, sir.
Oh, nice. I hope that guy gets a rogue toenail off the mirror right into his eyeball.
Or he's eating cereal and it's like,
right.
Is that my callus?
It's Captain Crunch of toe berries. It's Captain Crunch of toe berries.
Oh, my God.
I hope he wears socks to bed. Imagine you're like cuddling with him and his feet press against you. Oh.
I know this is stereotyping communities, but I didn't think that happened in Westport.
Yeah. It's not in the brochure. Come to Westport.
Just think of everything's rich. Everyone's clean.
Like everything's like perfect.
Everything is perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
You don't got guys like clipping their calluses off with a pair of scissors in Westport.
They
got
to change their town signs now.
You may want
home of Adam the Foot Goblin.
Is he like their one park ranger?
The callus
lives outside.
Wow.
Oh.
The callus clipper.
Wow.
Mm. So who's on?
That dude left Corey and AJ in the dust.
Thank you.
He made them look normal.
And he Sensei. Was proud of it.
Sensei.
Yeah.
I got a sense of pride from him when he was sharing that.
Yeah, yeah. I had to get him off the phone. He was going to keep going.
Oh, right? I know. Mm. He's like, fuck care.
Maybe that wasn't matzo my soup.
Yeah. We're not going to trace our steps all the way back, but here we are talking about where you clip your toenails.
Yeah.
We're about to talk to Carolyn Flaw. She lived in Tennessee. She moved to Connecticut, and she does TikToks on the difference between living there and living here.
Yeah.
And the Northeast in general. Before we go to her, Rachel in Milford.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Hello.
So it's not me.
It's them you.
Going into the and I caught a coworker cutting their toenails in the break room right near the table where everyone eats their lunch.
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. I totally lost my appetite after that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, that was
Was it male or female?
Female.
Female, wow.
Female.
Okay. So you think a guy would do that.
I did. I think I would have assumed that, too.
Yeah.
I had to do a double take. I thought they were just, like, changing their shoes or something. Right. And, nope, they were in deep doing their nails.
Do you know if they were doing their nails or did they have, like, one crack and they were just fixing that one?
No, clip. I heard the clipping.
Oh, not painting.
They were going at it, yeah. So, I thought I'd share that with you guys.
In the kitchen. Okay. Yeah. And where, what type of industry is it that you work at?
Medical. Hospital.
Medical.
I had a feeling maybe this wasn't going to be a machine shop.
Maybe she's testing some kind of new vaccine. Or making it.
No, medical, hospital, soccer. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, pretty disgusting.
Well, the good news.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Rachel. Yes. No, that's not pretty disgusting. That's super disgusting.
Right, yeah.
That's where people eat.
That's fungal stuff, yeah.
Flying around,
exactly.
Uncontrollable.
Right. Man. Dust, the whole nine yards. Just burn the room.
All right, Carolyn is on. Carolyn, I'm sorry you're walking into this. But
that's okay.
I think it's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Is there a difference of how people manicure their toes in Tennessee as opposed to the Northeast?
Like manicure?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm not much of a foot person, so I'm not the one to ask.
Okay.
There's no Tennessee method?
Where do you clip your toenails?
Usually in the bathroom.
Okay.
Where?
On the floor.
On the floor?
Usually.
On the floor.
Okay. Same, yep.
So what do? Do you put a paper towel down?
No. I just do it on the floor, and then I'll sweep it up.
Nice.
Or just have it in a little pile.
Vacuum,
right,
bring it up, Dyson. Yep.
Wait, you sweep it up with what?
A broom, or I'll just pick it up. Usually I can put it in a little pile. It's not like I have really long toenails,
right.
And my feet aren't very big, so, you know, it's not that big of a pile.
Right.
Okay. And then you just throw them in the garbage can or in the toilet?
Oh, usually in the garbage can.
Okay. Yeah, put mine in the garbage can too. Yeah.
I have a septic tank though, so like I have to be careful what I flush.
Gotcha. Why?
Wait. I don't know. There's a difference. Like you can't. This is my first experience with a septic tank, and you have to have it like pumped every 3 years, and yeah. It like seals up. You have to have a certain kind of toilet paper, and
right, you want to clog it. Yeah.
Well, I have a septic. I don't know anything about this. I flush my.
You have to get it like
toenails.
Let me see.
They have to drain it.
You have to what?
Every 3 years.
Drain it? Yeah, no, I know. I know you have to empty the septic tank, but I didn't know anything about not flushing toenails.
Well, it's an object, and I think it would take a long time to disintegrate, but I'm not really sure. I'm not a professional at that or wells. I'm still learning as I go.
Oh.
What's that, AJ?
Yes, toenails are bad for your septic system. Like hair, they're made of hardy keratin proteins that do not dissolve in water to flush. They accumulate in pipes and the tank, clustering together with other debris to cause severe blockages.
Oh. Terrific!
Oh, brother.
Yeah, there you go.
So garbage can works.
You know, well.
I've been on a septic for like 20 years, and I'm just learning this.
Yes.
The first 5 minutes of talking to.
So yeah, we learned a lot today,
Carol. And
didn't plan to.
Wow.
Yeah. Bet your septic guy knew though.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, my septic guy knows. He just didn't pass that on to me.
Yeah. No. I guess he figured why bother.
Septic guy is the one that told me this. Your septic guy needs to step it up.
Right.
Well, you have a good septic guy.
Yeah, you do.
Our continuing coverage of where people clip their toenails. We posted it on our Facebook page. We have about 30 comments.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at some of these responses.
It's a hot button here, apparently, yes.
Lisa, I don't clip, I file.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Many years ago, when I was working at a car dealership on a busy Saturday afternoon, a man in the large waiting area busted out his clippers, took off his shoes, put his feet on the coffee table, and went to town.
Yeah, not some other place. Yeah, not.
Who are these people?
Yeah, pigs, usually.
Go to right to jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right to jail for that.
Right, or Siberia.
Sorry, sir. Denied for a car.
One of the two.
Shannon. If it is warm outside, then I usually do it on my front porch.
Oh, the neighbors must love you.
A second person
on
the front porch.
On the front porch for
both women.
Right.
For the neighbors to see.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, the first caller kicked her fiancé outside.
She did it
on the bed.
Right. Yeah, he was the outdoorsman.
I cut, when it's cold outside, I cut them in my empty bathtub so it's easy to collect all the shrapnel.
Oh, okay, like Jack. Well, he didn't collect them. He left them there.
Frank, when I get out of the shower, my toenails on the toilet lid.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My fingernails outside on my deck.
Ooh,
interesting.
Outside.
In different locations. Wow. Thought of everything. On vacation. Yes.
Evan. Years ago, a coworker was cutting her toenails right at her desk, and I heard her say, "Oh, this is gross." Like she had the realization that she was doing it.
Or she came across something. Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of it. Like, discovery.
Suddenly.
The little Lamisil monsters.
Pus.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh,
yuck.
Gross.
I mean, they got to be done, but just where you do them, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
PJ, not on the bed.
Okay.
Margie, that's what pedicures are for. Mm. Dave, in the shower or the litter box?
Litter box.
Dude, wow.
Make it the cat's problem? Yeah.
Whoa.
Right. More sheets than I thought here.
Ugh.
The litter box?
The litter box, yeah.
So you get up close to that?
Right, do you stand in the litter box and clip them, or you clip them right over it? Yeah.
Bro.
And poor cat's like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Michael, outside or over the toilet bowl? Another outside.
Right.
Outside.
I never thought I'd clip my toenails outside ever.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. It just...
Not really.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, your neighbors see and stuff like
that.
I think
it's insane. Because then that's
just
out there.
If you have to shave your armpits, would you go outside for that?
I mean, if I had to, I would.
That's got a bad
what
visual.
What do you mean if you had to? Like if your house is on fire?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. All right. If my house is on fire and if I have to trim my arm hair pit.
Right.
My arm hair.
Armpit hairs.
Thank you.
You're close.
I like hair pit. Right. My hair pit arms.
Yeah, that's a different spot.
I will go outside and do it.
Yeah, yeah. Before the firefighters get here. So I look neat. Also, so don't burn.
Chief. Front steps outside. Another
front
outside.
Steps. I live on a main road. I ain't doing that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
This is insanity.
Seriously.
It's like, welcome to our home. There's been
this whole life going on.
I had no idea.
Of people clipping their toenails outside.
Au naturel. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Al fresco. Nice.
Y'all are like Johnny Appleseed. Right. Just like, yeah. In the wild.
Yeah. Like toenail tree. Yeah. Right. One guy said kitchen sink.
Emma over the toilet.
Right.
Joe bathroom. Heather bathroom after soaking my feet in the tub.
Well, I soften them up so they clip easier.
Yeah.
Jonathan bathroom sink. Bathroom sink.
Yeah. That's kind of tall.
Okay. Flexible.
Yeah.
Kate in bed.
Oops.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a no-no.
I still think that's the worst.
You're rolling around in it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the worst for sharing space with a human. But the worst so far is the litter box.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Because you're getting all that sand on your feet.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
And then you're putting, what are we doing?
I never would have thought, you know what? Here's a good place to clip my toenails.
Right.
Move over, Marshall.
Cats.
Right, Marshall, move over. You'd be like, what are you doing?
And you know when cats kick up the litter? What if they kick out your toenail, too? And that's just
But then
out
when
there.
You're cleaning the litter box, there's a cat turd with, like, spikes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got eyebrows on it. And a smile.
Yeah. Mm.
Chris gets a pedicure.
Go, Chris.
Kellyanne in the bathroom. Catherine in the bathroom. Daniel at the nail salon.
Okay.
Got one lady, Tina, outside my backyard if possible, if not my living room.
Living room?
Yeah.
Oh. It's where you host people.
I have diabetes, so I have my doctor do my toenails.
All right, that's easy.
That's an expensive pedicure.
Yeah.
Jeff?
How poor are these people? It's $40 for a pedicure. $30 and a $10 tip.
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, and I can't. I'm ticklish. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, how often do you clip your nails? So, you know, it's a lot of money.
And then the worst part is a friend of mine, when I was a kid, I came over one time and his dad was sitting in the kitchen table, had his foot up on the kitchen table, clipping his toenail.
No.
With a scissor, right?
Oh.
With a jigsaw.
Saw.
Yeah. I don't want other people touching my feet. Yeah. I don't want to go for a pedicure.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want a lady?
I made an ass of myself last time, so we're good.
No.
Yeah. Yep, that whole exfoliating thing they do. Yeah, that's a...
No, and all these tools have been used on so many feet. I'm like,
I didn't think about that.
You got to go to the spot with the fresh tools. They open up a new pack.
Oh,
okay. That's a farce.
That's a thing. At least, Wait, they clean, they put them back in a package.
They put them in a dishwasher.
They just smack them,
put their coffee cups in.
They just smack them aside the chair for a couple seconds. Okay, looks good.
Alan in Fairfield.
How you doing, guys, today?
Good, thank you.
Not sure yet. Go ahead.
I wanted to see just a couple of Journey songs for you.
What?
All right. What do we do to you?
Nothing.
All right.
The light go down in the city and the sunlight on the bay. I want to be in my city. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Sure, you know the words.
I just got a text from Journey. It says, please stop this.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to Journey before?
Mm. Barry stopped singing because he broke his hip. Remember?
Mm. Was he
you
cutting
sound
his
like that.
Yeah. Like if you just broke
like
your
it
hip.
It just happened.
Right.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, and we love your voice.
All right, one more. Okay. He hung up.
So, that's it for today.
Right, the show's over.
Sorry, Alan. I was just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
Great voice.
Yes.
It's like a drive-by concert.
Yes.
Well, you know what this feels like? It feels like one of these game shows. You just, every door you open, you don't know what the hell's going to be behind it.
No idea.
Joe?
Yeah, hey, great show, guys.
Thank you.
Follow that guy? Oh, my God.
Well, the bar's low now.
Yeah, really. It's all you.
Yes. Fair. So, generally, guys' toes should not be seen. I'm amazed that, you know, guys who walk out with flip-flops, they shouldn't be seen.
AJ, talk to this guy.
Right. And
Joe, talk to AJ.
And the problem here is what?
I mean, AJ, I can't imagine you driving your hot rod with your flip-flops. It's just,
Oh, yeah. No problem.
If your toes are nice and tan and they're clean, that's good. But guys, mostly, for the most part. But as far as clipping, I'm in the filing state of mind with the fingers and the toes. I don't like clipping, so I basically regularly file, and I don't have to clip. I don't like the feeling of it.
Like an orbital sander? Or nah?
No. You just file regularly, man. A couple times a week.
Right. Maintenance.
And no clipping.
I got you.
Maintenance. Yeah. No clipping. Grotesque.
I didn't realize there are so many different methods.
There's a science
places.
To it.
Yeah. I thought basically bathroom.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew?
We're going outdoors. We're going to cafes. We're going to dealerships.
Yep. Lunch rooms.
Right. Porches. Oh, my God.
In the bed.
Right. Haven't had
the knitter box.
So far, no weddings or funerals yet.
Yeah.